This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are things.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Nouns. H.P. Lovecraft's The Noun.
When I saw this on the list of stuff to, you know, coming up to record, it was like things. Yeah, somebody really ran out of juice when they like, and then I realized, oh, this is from Who Goes There, aka yeah. The Thing. So
you know what's interesting is, you know, in Dr. Seuss, there's those thing one and thing two.
Yes.
Those shirts that label people as different things are huge. Like when I went to the theme park, tons of like dads had thing one shirts and his kids had thing two and thing three shirts.
Is this part of a heretofore unacknowledged Dr. Seuss industrial complex?
Yes. I had no idea. Like,
it's part of big whimsical pharma.
Yeah. It's very, I was very surprised.
Yeah.
I just had no idea. I was like, oh, like people love Dr. Seuss more.
I think it's like perma popular because one of my nephews went to preschool and they had like a Dr. Seuss or costume day and he went as thing one. My mom had to make him the costume and make him the wig and stuff. And like to do that, she just went on Pinterest and she said, yeah, there's just like a shitload of people. She didn't say this. This is me speaking as my mom. He talks to that to me like, yeah, there's a shitload of dudes who dress up as thing one, thing two.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Very surprised.
Yeah.
You know, surprised by the entire thing. So yeah. It's not these things, though. These are different things that I am also surprised by because they, you know, are actually pocket and I don't know. So fuck.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. Do we have to describe what the thing is?
It's like a shapeshifter monster.
Yeah.
It turns itself into copies of things by eating a little bit of it. And then it also has like gross John Carpenter tendrils.
Yeah.
And
so it's like an infection. Some of the additional detail that they have here, like in the book, I've never read Who Goes There, which is a little bit of a shame.
Yeah.
But no, like just they say like the fungi from Yugoth, you know, like the Miko, they are they're technologically advanced. In the movie, you know, like in John Carpenter's The Thing, we only ever just kind of see the ship that crashes, which doesn't necessarily seem to imply that they are especially smart or intelligent.
No. Well, first of all, they crashed into a planet, which is one of the biggest things you can crash into. Well,
except for a sun.
Yeah. Well, I said one of the biggest things, well, not the biggest thing.
I just wanted to be pedantic. They could have crashed into Jupiter.
We know what you were trying to do. We know what you wanted with that. Like everyone's used
to it. And I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy you got it.
Yeah, no, I mean we're not. We are not.
No,
it is you.
Uh huh.
On that side, and then it is we on this side.
The worst thing if you isolate me, I'll only get worse, Gary.
I don't know if that's true. I think that bad behavior can be beaten down into submission. You know, and shame people out of stuff. We got no platform for you, this pedantry. You know what sucks about the thing?
What sucks?
Nothing. It fucking rules.
It's so good. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.